Okay, enough of that, he said. And as you know, and if you've been living under a stone, Pat Short and Faye Short and their brand new show, Well, plays the Glen Centre in Manor Hamilton this weekend, Friday the 16th and Saturday the 17th. And we'll be giving away tickets today. And I tell you, if everybody that applies for tickets today went to the gig, there'd be no tickets left. I can tell you that. And they're selling out quick. But one half of the duo are joining us on the phone this afternoon. And great to talk to Pat Short. Pat, how are you doing?
I'm great, Jamie. Good to talk to you.
Absolutely brilliant. I was just saying to you offline, it must be 3 years since we chatted before here on the radio. And I was telling you, anyway, they made an old skit out of me out afterwards. And they've been calling me Patsy since. But anyway, never mind. Look, these things happen.
Yeah, it's a long time. All right, we were due to open in Manor Hamilton, was at the beginning of this year.
That's right.
And the COVID kicked in again. I think one of our crew got COVID, so we had to pull out. And all shows were pulled the following day anyway. So it's been a kind of a crazy couple of years. But sure, look, we're back now. I'm really looking forward to it.
And come here, you're, the family business has, the business, you know,
yeah.
They have the daughter in now, I tell you. Huh?
Yeah, sure, she cost me a fortune putting her through college. I'm trying to get a few back off her.
I tell you, and then she came back after, I bet you the COVID brought her back or something.
It did, actually. She was supposed to go to London and she never left. She finished drama school and was due to go to London and then everything was shut down, so she ended up staying at home. And we ended up writing comedy sketches together and doing some TV shows and stuff like that, and that's what kept her back. So, in a funny kind of way, you're right.
I didn't know that. Anyway, we do our best. We, you know, we get them through the college and we send them off and we say, well, come back now with the grandchildren, and that's it, you know.
Yeah.
Will you ever get rid of her now, will you?
Well, that's the worry.
Tell me, you've got a brand new show and we'll be looking forward to this. And there's a little bit of singing in it, is there, and stuff and we can look forward to.
Not really. It's about two characters who are a dad and daughter coming back after lockdown and trying to get back into the gigging scene because it was shut down for 2 years for everybody.
Yeah.
And I suppose we took the two characters like that because it allowed us to create a dad and daughter that wasn't the two of us. But yet we kind of look back at our own embarrassing situations that we may have put each other through, either as a dad or as a daughter and stuff like that. And it allowed us to do that and set it in a hotel where the gig is happening as well. So it's kind of a mishmash of all these different characters, but the two lead characters are the dad and the daughter. It's their journey that we follow.
Okay.
It's good fun though.
So it's their journey, and then there's a lot of other characters that appear.
That'll pop into it as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. I get it now. I get it. Oh, yeah.
So I think they're supposed to be singing, but I don't know if they're ever good enough to get that.
tell me, you're two nights in Manor Hamilton, which is fantastic, and the nights are going really well, and we've been advertising, we've been giving away tickets here today, and I couldn't believe the amount of people texting in for these tickets, I've been warning them. I'm telling you, it's like a lot of gigs. They go, oh yeah, I must get a ticket for that. Well, you better get down to the Glen Centre and get a ticket if you don't win them today, that is. And just a reminder.
I know everything is kind of lastminute.com at the moment. I know, I was just talking to Brendan, but they are flying out the door now at the moment week. And I think the Saturday's nearly gone, so Friday's available. But look, we're looking forward to it. It's also been a great venue for us. It's intimate. It's in with the crowd and with great fun. And we kind of devised the show, did our technical week there. Unfortunately, we didn't get to do the show, so we said we'd come back, and that's why we're there. We're really looking forward to being there. It's kind of home from home for us, so I love going to Manor Hamilton.
Well, you're always up this side of the country. You spend a lot of time up and down this side of the country anyway. Tell me, what is there more stuff coming on? Are you going back on the telly?
I am and I'm not. Funny enough, I'm in that big movie that Colin Farrell won the award for in
That's right, yeah.
I'm in that one, and that's going to be a big deal. And I've something else happening out in Los Angeles, which I can't talk about. No, and I wish I could because it's very exciting. But anyway, I'll be out there in a few weeks' time with something, another film I worked on. So there's kind of a good lot happening in the film and the things. I'm actually in Dublin at the moment working with Netflix on a new project called Bodkin, a comedy series, which will probably be out in another year's time.
All right.
And I'll be on the telly with another comedy series I shot a while back, a kind of HBO RT type thing, which is very, very funny about two sisters. So, yeah.
Two solicitors.
Two sisters. No, two no. Seriously. What's funny about that?
That's only when you're taking your money.
I know. So look, there is a lot, and I'm working on a new entertainment for the telly for RTE. We're shooting that next week, I think. That's nearly complete. Just shooting all the links. So there's a lot happening, actually.
You're 100 miles an hour. You're non-stop, like, you know what I mean? And then you have the daughter now, and so you're doing shows with her. So you're on tour with her, and is she doing other things too? Has she got things in the pipe?
She was working on a couple of short films over the last while, and she's a couple of things kind of potentially coming up soon, London-based, so... Yeah, she's busy all the time doing auditions and stuff like that. As every actor will know out there, that's the nature of life. You just keep doing auditions, and eventually something comes together. But she's busy all the time.
Tell me, is she the kind of same personality as you? Or the I have daughters too, and they always say, oh, she's the one, she's the same as him.
Look, Faye, it's funny, all the way through school I would never have put her down for drama school, and then at the end of leaving Cert and Everton, that's all she ever wanted to do. And I remember seeing her in a show and going, oh my god, she's amazing. She really had presence on stage, which is a rare talent, and I realized, yeah, I can see now why she's doing it. And she always kind of, I suppose, didn't want to be under the shadow of me, so she never really went on much about it.
Yeah.
And yet she was passionate about it. And funny, when she was in drama school, she didn't really want to do comedy because she thought, again, she'd be put up against me, as Patrick's daughter.
Yeah.
And yet her lecturers at the end of the year said, seriously, you need to do comedy. You are absolutely amazing, and you have the comic gene and the bone. So she's loving it. She's absolutely loving it. And she's shook off all of that now, and she's out there doing that. She's amazing. She's fantastic.
And Camerity, there must be a great bond when you're on stage and you're working off each other. There's just like, you just know what's going to come next on there.
I mean, we were on stage the other night. I have to say, I just felt like, gosh, I'm one of the luckiest guys on earth to be working with her, my own daughter, and actually having a great, great laugh and a great bond. And yeah, I'm just laughing at things she's doing, and she's the same. So we're having great fun on stage as well. So it is. It's amazing. I'm really, really chuffed, and I'm really enjoying the shows with her, and she's the same. So, and I think it shows with the audience as well. We've had huge reactions everywhere we've gone.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, I'm really looking forward to seeing the show at the weekend. So are lots of other people who are still texting for a competition. Keep them rolling in.
Don't be giving away too many tickets.
No, we're only giving two away, but we could be giving away hundreds here the way it's going on the text machine. No, I'm delighted to see that, because you're always popular in that. And I think it's something new as well when you're doing another show with your daughter or whatever. And it's new for you, new for her, and it's new for the audience as well.
Absolutely. And look, that's what we try and do every couple of years, 2 years, we invent ourselves with a new show, trying something new with it, new style, new characters, new something. So you have to keep fresh and keep your audience. And we have a very loyal audience, always have, gone for years since Jim Believers and everything. And they like the madness that we do. So we can,
the madness you make is just fabulous. It's just, that's all you want. Right. But, don't sit in the front seat. All right.
Well, you're not safe anywhere anymore. Now it's just two of us there.
Oh, that's all. You're kind of going to get us to both sides. And let people not be put off. It'll be a fantastic night. If you want to get along, you're in there on the Friday night and the Saturday night of this weekend in the Glen Centre. And as I said, the tickets are flying out there. Look, Pat, I won't hold you up. Great to talk to you, as always.
Lovely to talk to you, Jim. Thank you very much.
And we're looking forward to seeing you. And say hello to Faye. And looking forward to the weekend. And can't wait to see you on stage at the weekend. Thanks a million, Pat. And the best of luck. God bless.
Bye.